Elements in Practice, Third-Party Financing, and Loan Assumption Addenda. The most common form of mortgage financing is through third-party lenders, such as banks, mortgage companies, and other lending institutions. Third-party financing falls into two broad categories: government loans and conventional loans. Government loans are insured or guaranteed by the U.S. government and are made by lenders. Government loans are often either FHA or VA loans. A conventional loan is best described as any loan that is not a government loan. Paragraph 1. Type of financing and duty to apply and obtain approval. In paragraph 1, the buyer agrees to apply for financing promptly and to make a good faith effort to obtain credit approval. Note that this addendum addresses the credit approval of the borrower and is independent of the lender's approval of the property itself. A. Conventional financing includes the possibility of either first mortgage financing, second mortgage financing, or both. The agent will complete the financing information in the appropriate blocks. When completing this addendum, enter only the amount borrowed in the dollar amount of the loan in paragraphs A1 or A2. Do not add any loan fees or other charges to the loan amount. Enter the term of the loan, which is commonly 15 or 30 years. If the borrower is getting a fixed-rate mortgage, the rate does not change over the term of the loan. For example, if the borrower was quoted a 5% rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, the contract should read he due in full in 30 years, with interest not to exceed 5% per annum for the first 30 years. Alternatively, if the loan was a 30-year adjustable-rate mortgage at 5% with the rate fixed for the first 5 years, the addenda should read due in full in 30 years, with interest not to exceed 5% per annum for the first 5 years. B. Texas Veterans Loan. Fill in the terms from the fee worksheet or details from the lender. Current rates and term information can be obtained via the lender. CFHA Insured Financing. Fill in the terms from the fee worksheet or details from the lender. FHA insured loans typically fall under the 203B loan category. Contact the lender for current rates and terms. D. VA guaranteed financing. Complete the financing information in the appropriate blocks. When completing this addendum, be sure and enter only the amount borrowed under the dollar amount of the loan. If the purchase price of the property exceeds its reasonable value, established by the completion of a certificate of reasonable value, buyer has the option of paying the excess in cash at closing. The seller may also reduce the sales price and proceed with the transaction. E. USDA Guaranteed Financing. Complete the financing information in the appropriate blocks. When completing this addendum, be sure to enter only the amount financed in buyer's loan estimate of the contract or details from the lender. Do not add any loan fees or other charges to the loan amount. The term for USDA loans is 30 years, with a 0% down payment, and is only made available in rural areas. There is also an income limit associated with USDA loans, calculated based on the median income of the rural area where the property being financed is located. F. Reverse mortgage financing. Fill in the terms from the fee worksheet or details from the lender, and indicate whether or not the loan will be FHA insured. G. Other financing. Complete this option with the lender's name, the loan amount, and its terms if the buyer is obtaining financing from a source other than those listed in A through F of the addendum. Paragraph 2. Approval of financing. This paragraph gives the buyer a specific number of days in which to obtain credit approval. The number of days allowed for credit approval varies, but sufficient time should be allowed. For the purposes of this addendum, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence means that if the buyer has 20 days to obtain approval, the approval must be obtained within the allotted 20 days. The days are calendar days, and the counting of days begins on the day following the effective date of the contract. The buyer has three options if credit approval has not been obtained within the allotted time: terminate the contract by providing written notice of the buyer's inability to obtain credit approval. To terminate, the buyer must provide a copy of a written statement from the lender setting forth the reason says for the lender's determination. Allow the allotted time to run out without first obtaining credit approval. This option would be risky, exposing the buyer to possible loss of earnest money or other liability under the contract if they fail to close. This option would presumably be used if the buyer had the ability to close without financing or was confident in his or her ability to obtain credit prior to closing. Request an extension of time for obtaining credit approval from the seller. Of course, the seller would be under no obligation to agree to an extension. If the seller agrees to an extension, get the extension in writing, signed by both the buyer and the seller. Paragraph 4. FHA/VA required provision. In transactions where financing involves FHA insured or VA financing, this paragraph makes clear that the buyer is not obligated to purchase the property in question if the buyer has not received a written statement of value from an approved source, certificate of reasonable value for VA loans only, or if the purchase price or cost exceeds the reasonable value of the property, as established by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Paragraph 5. Authorization to release information. Paragraph 5 authorizes lenders to disclose and/or furnish various pieces of information related to financing approval status and/or closing disclosures. Loan assumption addendum. A loan assumption occurs when a buyer assumes and agrees to pay the seller's existing mortgage. Consider the following sale. Sale price $150,000. Down payment $50,000. Amount financed $100,000. In most cases, the buyer would obtain a new loan for $100,000, and the seller's existing mortgage balance would be paid in full at closing. However, what if we find that the seller's existing mortgage balance happens to be $110,000, and that the existing loan is assumable? It might well make sense to assume the existing loan. The resulting assumption transaction would be sale price, $150,000. Down payment, minus $40,000. Seller's existing loan assumed, $110,000. No new loan is needed because the buyer has enough cash to cover the seller's equity and assume the existing loan. In effect, instead of paying off the old loan, the buyer simply took over the payments and agreed to pay the seller's old loan. All existing FHA and VA loans are assumable, subject to the credit approval of the buyer. When seeking an assumption, the buyer must submit a loan application with the seller's existing lender, just as if they were applying for a new loan. FHA and VA loans are assumable with no change in interest rates. Therefore, assuming an existing loan at rates below current market rates is attractive if rates rise in a market. For example, if the best rate that a buyer could get on a new loan is 6%, assuming a seller's existing loan at 5% would be very attractive. The benefits of a loan assumption include the buyer possibly assuming a loan at a rate that is not currently available. The assumption of an existing loan is substantially less expensive than obtaining a new loan. The buyer pays none of the typical charges associated with a new loan. Even if the rate on the seller's existing loan is somewhat higher than the rate available today, the loan assumption might still make sense considering the savings in fees associated with a new loan. Potential drawbacks associated with loan assumptions. Seller's liability. The seller, who is the original borrower on the loan assumed, may continue to be liable, along with the buyer. See the following discussion of seller liability on assumed loans. Time to process. Processing loan assumptions is not a core business activity of lenders. The assumption department may be overworked and understaffed, resulting in processing times that can run 75 to 90 days. Seller liability on assumed loans. When a purchaser assumes an existing mortgage, the original borrower is not necessarily released from ongoing liability for repayment. Suppose the seller does not receive a release of liability. In that case, the buyer assuming the loan joins the original borrower on the note, leaving both with liability for repayment of the loan. If this is the case, the seller could be liable for repayment of the loan if the purchaser defaults. The TREC promulgated form, release of liability on assumption of FHA, VA, or conventional loan, TREC number 12-3, is used to make a contract contingent on the lender releasing the seller upon the assumption by the buyer. When negotiating an assumption, a license holder representing the seller would be wise to suggest that the contract include the release contingency, addendum for release of liability on assumed loan, and/or restoration of seller's VA entitlement. This form serves a dual purpose. In some cases, when assuming seller's existing loan, seller remains liable for repayment in the event that the purchaser defaults. In paragraph A, seller and buyer agree that they will seek to have seller released from the loan after the assumption is complete. If seller prefers, A1 can be selected to allow for the termination of the contract if the release is not granted. By selecting A2, the parties agree that failure to obtain release will not result in the termination of the contract. In paragraph B, seller will attempt to obtain a restoration of seller's VA entitlement. If buyer assumes a VA loan without sufficient VA entitlement, seller's entitlement remains with the existing loan. As a result, seller's entitlement cannot be fully restored. If buyer has sufficient VA entitlement, buyer's entitlement may be substituted for seller's entitlement. After closing, seller can apply for a full restoration of entitlement from the VA. By checking B1 or B2, the parties can agree whether the contract is subject to restoration of seller's entitlement.